On July 2nd, myself and our radio station lost a longtime friend, supporter, and listener, and Laguna legend, and that's Vic Ireland. The town mourned his loss, having surfed with him, fished with him, drank with him at the White House. He was truly one of a kind. And in his older age, if you look past his curmudgeonly attitude, you'd find a teddy bear who cared about people, cared about this community, and definitely cared about our radio station. He listened every single minute of every single day, and we heard from him, good or bad. Sometimes it felt like he was the only person who was listening to us. I've taken some excerpts of the time that he took over the airwaves in our annual KX Takeover campaign, which includes him talking about the radio station's importance, him being interrupted by Jason Fetty, and him reminiscing about my old segment, Laguna Beach Trivia. This is the only audio I could find saved on our computers, and it's a way for us to tribute him in a very small way. We love you, Listener Vic. We're going to miss you.
You're listening to Listener Vic on KX 93.5 FM, Laguna's only radio. The radio station calls me that. Why? Because I listen. I work out of my house and my radio is turned on 24/7. If I'm out of my house, my iPhone app plays in my car or on my headset. And if I'm out on a long-range fishing trip, Wi-Fi keeps me connected. It's also because I interact. I phone and I text. I answer trivia questions, make requests, respond to comments the DJs make, and let the DJs know that I'm listening. They're very appreciative, and I recommend that you all interact. Something you may not be aware of is that the station does not belong to Tyler Russell. He's the founder and driving force behind it. But in fact, this station is a community-owned asset. The only way this station leaves is if it fails financially. Therefore, it's up to you and I, the listeners that own this great station, to donate and support the station. So pony up.
I'm not interrupting you, am I?
Oh, I'm sorry.
You haven't got anything to do, have you?
No, I don't.
I'm not, like, you know, getting in the way, am I?
Jason, are you suggesting that maybe I interrupt you when you're doing your radio show?
No. I always love to hear from you, Vic, when I'm on the air.
Yeah.
You know, when I've got 53 things to do, and a load of guests and a band in, and people waiting outside to do some non-profit thing that I've done no prep for. No, it's all right.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that.
I'm not bothering you, am I?
Well, I could quit listening.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Right.
We'll get you some money here.
Thanks for coming and doing this, Vic.
You're very welcome.
Have you raised any money yet?
Not yet.
Right. I'll be back in a minute.
All right. Okay. I guess I do listen. Maybe I do contribute a little too much.
Vic, don't listen to him. Your contributions are appreciated, and I thank you for being our only listener every day.
Can you feel it? So when did you find out about KX 93.5, Vic? Who told you? Because I'm going to go and chase them down.
them. I've been listening for a couple of years.
No, you are. You're a big supporter of the station. When we get things right, you celebrate. And when we get things wrong, you also celebrate.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a really great thing.
I like
thing
to be
you
right.
Do.
You call me on it all the time.
No, I appreciate it.
Glad to be part of the team.
Do you think that radio is in some way important, or do you think it's just a frivolous thing?
No. It's really important. And I think what you guys are doing with the city right now with the emergency preparedness and you know, the information is really, really critical. Okay, well, that was the end of my show. They've asked me to hang around, so what do you want to talk about, Tyler?
Vic, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you for your years of listening and contributing and getting every single trivia question right, with a few exceptions.
I do have to say this. I don't know if you guys used to listen in the old days, and Tyler ran out of trivia, but I used to call in. He would do the trivia around 7:20 in the morning, and while he was reading the question, I was dialing. So I didn't want him thinking I was Googling the answer. And I know there's somebody listening. Feel free to call in and make a contribution. But the physical therapy place that just recently moved down to
the hospital,
they used to think they won the trivia contest every once in a while, but they didn't. Because I had already gotten the answer.
Well, it's true. That is a good inner secret. Vic always got it right first, but I didn't always say that.
I wasn't eligible for a prize. And
other
a lot of
people
times I didn't
win.
Want to take the prize because I don't want to seem greedy. So.
Yeah, because nobody was as on it as you were. But I've appreciated it, Vic, over the years.
I did win 11 in a row.
I think that's probably true. It's your claim to fame.
I don't think I ever lost more than two or three in a row either.
No, that's probably true. All right, LV, let's play another police blotter tune. We'll play Grapes as we wind down today. Thank you, man.
Thanks for having me.